We've got a code. Use code VOLLYPOD for 20% off almost anything on the Art of Coaching Volleyball website, including premium memberships, coaching resources, and nearly all books. That's VOLLYPOD, VOLLEYPOD. Use it to save anytime you're on the site. Are you ready to take your volleyball game to the next level? Every week on the VOLLYPOD, we talk to two top coaches who share their secrets for success on the court. From drills to build skills to strategies for boosting confidence, you won't want to miss this valuable advice. Tune in now and elevate your game today.
Good evening and welcome to the VOLLYPOD. How are you this evening, Todd?
Davis, great to be back in the cave with you, and especially after the big W.
Oh, man.
You got to tell us about it. So Red Rock Rave, your squad.
Yeah, we won the Red Rock Rave.
Give me the story.
So we were a high seed. We were a two seed going in, and we needed to go to the finals to qualify, and that's been their goal all season. And we did. We actually won the tournament, and we dropped one set in the quarterfinals. And we dropped it badly. It was like 25 to 12 or something.
Ooh,
like
that. Got doubled up.
Just fell off. And then in the third game, we won like 15 to 3. So it was just like total Jekyll and Hyde. But they were all stoked. And I mean, they were just so focused to get that bid. And we're thrilled.
They're playing for the bid. It's a wild thing, huh?
It really is. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean,
congratulations.
Thank you for sure.
You guys are working hard at it. So that's cool to hear.
We're getting a lot better. So that's the key thing.
So now when you look at the things that have been the most impactful as far as practices and what you've been doing to say, hey, that is time well spent. If you had, you know, two or three things that you think like, hey, we've really gotten better here because we've put time into it. What are those things?
Definitely still passing. I mean, we've gotten a lot better at passing. So that's awesome.
Is that scheme? Is that just individual? What is it?
Well, so they've gotten better skill wise for sure. But I think the main thing is we went two passers in three rotations.
Oh, you went two.
We went two. Okay. And they did a really good job. And I asked my two other sort of support passers that are passing short to be kind of aggressive, you know, so it's not like two just on an island, but they did a really good job. Yeah. So it was awesome. Yeah. We're in the 5-1. We're using our DSs now and pushing sometimes that front row outside up. And that helps with our passing too.
Okay.
So there's a couple, mostly scheme. And then we've just been putting a ton of time into it skill wise and just kind of picking one thing a day to get better at. So
cool.
It's been super fun. That's yeah, absolutely. Stuff. And you are on the skill of the day.
I'm on the skill. All right. For the skill today, it's a coaching skill, and we're into kind of deep diving into a drill.
Okay.
And the drill I want to deep dive into is long court doubles.
Yes, you love long court doubles.
Well, I love volleyball and a bunch of rallies and a bunch of opportunities to play volleyball. And if you have a team of 12 and you can play long court doubles, and if you put an antenna in the middle of the court and run a piece of elastic down the middle, you have a boundary there. Or just put a noodle in the net in the middle, so there's at least something that kind of splits it. And then you play doubles. And I think there's a bunch of things you can do to get everyone involved. Kids love to play.
Yep.
And so I see a bunch of, you know, a lot of times here, I talk about, I'm going around the gym and I see this and I don't like it. But this, I see a lot of teams doing this now.
And more and more, right?
I like long court doubles. Yeah. I like it better than like queen of the court threes because you have all the people sitting around. And long court doubles, you have more people playing. And we really played in two different formats. So the first one is, let's say you have 12 kids, you play at queen of the court.
Okay.
And so you have three teams on each half of the court. Two teams are playing. Team goes in on deck. You time it maybe for play for 3 or 4 minutes. And then, you know, top scores move up, low scores move down, and then switch teams.
Okay.
And then switch partners and then play again. And so then that keeps kind of your top players playing against each other.
Right.
Or the other way to play, of course, is what I always like doghouse. And doghouse is a little more flexible in that you can play with odd numbers.
Right.
So if you have six and five, you can play with five and one person's out. Whoever makes the error goes out. And then the person on deck goes in and has a ball. And so there's two ways to play it, but that's really not what we're about. I want to talk about a bunch of different ways to play because I think, you know, we talk about, you know, kind of the eco D and kind of getting more game-like experience. But if it's just game-like experience, then the kids can just go play on the beach without you. They don't need you.
Right.
So what are the things that you can do that you can set up some constraints so kids can improve faster?
I love it.
Starting, we've talked about this before, two contacts.
Yes.
And especially for beginners, and we'll bowl or throw to initiate. So just kind of bowl it over the net underhand and then hit it up, bump it over.
Right.
And so they get practice bumping the ball over in a half court. So they have to be able to control it.
Right.
And then we talk to them about, hey, can they get it under the antenna, right? Under the height of the antenna. So the other team doesn't have time. So we talk about just that simple idea of giving the defense less time.
Right.
Just a principle of play.
Key idea.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's first. And then along the same lines of that two contacts, as you get a better teams, then it's you give them a bonus for overhead contacts.
Okay.
Which means that you have to do two things. So for each of these, there's really a single item focus. That's what are we working on now?
Right. Okay.
And so if our rule is you get a point every time you hit overhead, then that means the first dig has got to be high.
Right. Right.
And it hopefully has to be in front of a hitter. So it's high and fairly close to the net. But not right on the net, because then it's going to be hard for someone to do it.
Right.
And then the attacker has to prepare early and get aligned.
Right. Absolutely.
And then hit the ball in the box. And the box is only half the size.
Right.
So instead of 900 feet, 450.
You can get a lot more
smaller
control,
box.
A lot quicker. Yes.
Right. So those are, that's number one, long court, two contacts. Then we get into three contacts. And the first thing I talk about with three contacts is formation focus.
Okay.
So you can play side by side.
Right.
Or you can play up and back.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we play both ways.
Okay.
And so when you play side by side, then you're working with the single item focus is seam work, communicating.
Right. Okay.
Who has that ball in the middle. Right. And when you don't take it, you release to set.
Okay. I like
right?
that. Yes.
And so those are skills. Those are volleyball Absolutely. Skills that we have as experienced players, but my 11s don't have them. We have to teach them.
You need to practice it for
and
sure.
And so like can that. We practice it in a game-like setting?
Right. Okay. Cool.
And then the second one is up and back. So you have a blocker, you have somebody back. And if you're in this game, the thing that I really want to look at is when to block and when to pull. Because you only have two players covering that 450 feet.
Right.
And you don't want to block if somebody can't hit.
Right.
So can you pull and get every ball that is, you know, 12 feet or 15 feet? Can you get every ball there if you're the up person
right.
and then let the back person get balls from 15 to 30?
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
That's great.
Next. This is my favorite one now. Serving elastic.
Okay.
So you just put the elastic up.
Okay.
And you just say, hey, we're going to play. You get plus one for serving under the elastic.
Oh, I like
that's
it.
That's it.
That's
and
that's
so
awesome.
All
yeah.
so it's super simple. You're right. still playing volleyball,
right.
but there's a focus, right? There's a focus on we're serving low trajectory.
I love it. That's awesome.
Simple.
Yes.
Along the lines of serve pass, now we have what we call first contact focus.
Okay.
There's a bonus point put in. So every point, every serve is now worth 2 points. There's a point for the winner and loser.
Okay.
And there's a point for did the serve give you an advantage or not?
Oh, I like that.
So
that's cool.
If the serve puts the team out of system, if it's a, obviously if it's an ace, it's for 2 points, right?
Two
all
points,
of a sudden you get
right.
two. Put them out of system, you get one and then you play it out.
Like
but
that.
If it's in, if it's a two or three, we give it to the passers and they get the point.
Okay.
Then we
like
just play
that.
It out.
Yes.
And the winner still stays on, but they could be tied 1-1, right? Because you could serve under the, under, or I'm sorry, you could put them out of system, right, and that the receiving team could still win. Right. They stay on.
Okay.
But each team would just get 1 point. Keep their
points. Okay, cool. So, I like that. Okay.
So you keep your points. Next one, setting focus. So you're a setter, right?
Okay, yes.
So you give a plus one when any ball that is killed that is a handset gets a point.
That's cool. I love that. Okay. That's a great one.
So,
yeah.
So, hey, you get everybody set it, right?
I love it. It's encourage everybody to set. Everyone to set. Yes, right? Exactly. Yep.
And then you say, no hand setting.
All bump.
Everybody's got a bump set.
Oh, I like that too.
And now you're just working on table topping.
Yes.
And you get to see, hey, who are the people? And, you know, we have some 11s that every time they tabletop, the ball goes backwards.
Oh, man.
it goes back to, like, you know, 20 feet off the net. It's tough to skill to work on, right?
Got
to
practice that.
Practice. So that gives that. So next one. This is our blocky ball.
Okay.
So more higher level team. And then you get a bonus for tooling the block, or you get a bonus for a stuff block.
Okay.
You get a point on each side of it. And then, yes. So then coverage becomes important as well. So you're working on tooling, you're working on blocking, and you're working on covering. This is a new one that I have. And this is gnarly.
Okay.
Minus one.
Okay.
For free ball.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
So it's really making your team stretch.
Yes.
To hit the ball over.
I really like that.
So even if you lose, it's like, hey, I'm going to get the ball super high and I'm going to try to get a line and hit the ball over. They're probably taking risks that they wouldn't in a match that you wouldn't want. They're probably going too far overboard as far as being risky there. But just stretching in that, saying, hey, can I get the ball super high and can I work on getting a line to hit the ball?
I love that one.
Over the net.
I love that. That's awesome. Yeah.
Next one, off speed.
Okay.
So first two attacks, on each side have to be off speed. And then after that, it's live. So you're working on off speed and you should be able to control those because you know, off speed's coming.
Right.
But then after that, anything goes, whoever wins, wins. But if you score on off speed, you get a bonus. So it's worth 2 points instead of one.
Oh, I like it. Awesome.
So they get, it starts one way and then it kind of changes. Evolves. Halfway.
That's cool. That's really cool. I like that.
Speaking of that, the next one is what we call a combo thing. So this is a back row attack game.
Okay.
So you play back row attack, doubles back row attack. But if a team gives you a free ball, that opens the net.
Oh, I like that. That's a great one.
And so it changes stuff. So once again, we're working on avoiding free balls. Getting swings, but we're also working on being adaptable mid-rally.
Right.
And knowing that, wait a minute, we're on the net now. This is different.
Yes.
And you'll see kids that don't get it.
Well, and that's a level of volleyball intelligence to notice.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is we got to practice it.
Absolutely.
And this gives you a chance to practice it on both courts. And you see it. And
you see a bunch of
kids will remind each other. They'll be yelling, on the net, on the net. And the other kids will go, what? Right. What? Exactly. It's good. That's what we want. They're teaching each other.
Yes.
So cool. And then the last one is a three ball.
Okay.
So a serve. And then you have your team out initiating. So it's not a coach.
Okay.
And so you go, hey, I want you to bowl a ball at their head. So each side has to do an overhead dig.
Okay.
And then play it out. Okay. And whoever gets two wins, stays, gets 1 point. If a team wins all three, they get 2 big points.
I love it. That's great.
So we got a whole list of games to play in the long court doubles.
That's awesome. Really cool.
All right. You got anything else?
I got one.
What did I miss?
Well, I don't think this is a miss, but this is just a game that I do. I call it 21 Freeze, and it kind of combines some of those games in there. So you get points off of targeting your pass.
Okay.
Or targeting your set. But then once you get to 7, you need a big swing kill or a block to move on.
Oh.
So that way you can't just pass and pass and pass and pass and never get a kill. Right. Right? So it's kind of probably for older, but still, I mean, I think it's like kind of a cool idea. And then you freeze at 14 and you freeze at 21 and you need a big swing kill to win the match.
I like that. Big swing kill stuff. Yeah. I like that. So single light and focus, big swing kill.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, so kind of fun.
I love it. Going big.
Absolutely. And I just think it's a fun game too. The kids love it.
Yeah.
You know, we played it with your 11s that one day when we went to visit and man, they were just loving it. It's so fun. So. All right. Well, I am on the scenario.
Yeah. What do you got?
Okay. So I'm going to talk about playing up and playing down as far as your age level in club. And lately, because of the new age definitions, there have been more kids that have been able to do that because it used to kind of be more connected to your grade. But I have some particular thoughts, and I'm hoping to share those for coaches and for any players or families that are thinking about playing up or playing down, because both have benefits and both have things that can be challenging about them.
Yep.
So to the coaches, first of all, don't take an age-eligible player who's old enough to play up. Don't have them play down unless it serves the player well, not only now, but in the long run. That's my hot take on it. Okay. I see coaches taking age-eligible older players and playing down, and it doesn't necessarily serve the player sometimes. And we're going to talk about what some of those sometimes are. That's my hot take on it. And we'll get into some more stuff on it. So general, all year, you should find opportunities to play with people that are older and younger. I just really think that's an advantage to you to do that. But when it comes to club, the season is quite long and competitive, and there are specific reasons why you might want to play in whichever one you want to go to, either up or down. But my typical thought when I was growing up was play your grade level or higher, because as we understand, better challenge, higher level volleyball, more mature people, higher expectations, that can lead you to be, it's sort of in this ecological dynamics idea, it can sort of set you up for success, right? If you engage that. When you play down, often you can win more, but often winning doesn't equate to improvement. So you can help the team win, but you may not be serving yourself as much as you would by playing up, right? Now, when I'm talking about this, again, like you try to get good matches as much as possible, but I also think we see the other side of the coin where people kind of big time people and they don't want to play people that aren't as good as them. And I'm against that as well. Meaning, you know, play everyone, play whoever, play against the adults, play against the little kids, just play volleyball, right? And that's my take on it. Like, you're not better than anyone and no one's better than you. That's the way I would like our young people to think about it. One of the things I like to do is ask, especially young players, do you remember how good you were last year at this time? And they say, a lot of times they go, yeah, I was horrible, right? They think back, I was so bad back then, you know? And I guess that's the way I think of this dilemma of should I play down or should I play up? Like, a year is a long time when you're 13 or 14 and you've only played for 2 or 3 years. So typically, generally, the older players are going to be much more savvy, right? And just know different situations more than the younger players. You look at 13 and under volleyball and it looks really similar to 14 and under volleyball, but there's a lot of nuance that is different. You know, when to wipe it off the block, when to do the set over, when to, you know, recycle or whatever. These are things that you don't necessarily see on younger teams, right? So I guess the reason I brought up the 1 year makes a big difference is if you're thinking about playing down, you should think, is this going to help me? Like, if I can play down and play at a higher level, then great. You know what I mean? If the level, like if I can make the 14 sixes or whatever, and it's relatively low level of play, but I could make 13 one or twos and it's a higher level of play, then it may be worth it to play down. My thing is you definitely have to consider those things, right? Also, the light ball and the low net is a consideration for some athletes, right? So when you switch from 12 to 13s, you get a higher net by 4 inches. It's not a huge thing, but it's a difference maker.
No, it's a difference maker, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. And the light ball is definitely a difference maker.
Oh, big difference maker.
Yes, that thing floats like no other. So going to the heavy ball, and there could be some injuries. I haven't really seen much as far as that, like when they switch to the heavier ball. But there are athletes that are just not ready to play physically to play with the heavier ball. And that might be a consideration why some might want to play down, et cetera. So here's some ideas on playing up. Okay, when to play up. Okay, not everyone should play up either, right? Most of the time you should just play your grade level But if you have proven that you can dominate your age level already, then you might consider going up. And when I mean dominate, I mean not just the divisions you're in, but like the overall age level.
Well, the thing is, and we have a couple players at Coast right now, right, where, hey, they're, you know, they're younger and they're the best player, you know, or one of the best players on the team. They're on the court, right, the whole time playing up.
Right.
And if you're on the court the whole time playing up, it seems like that's a good move.
It's a good deal. Absolutely. Right. So when the challenge is not high enough for you to improve on a lower level team. Right. And that's a consideration.
Or you can just prove more. I mean, you're going to improve no matter what.
Right.
Right.
Right. And I think you're trying to max out your,
right,
your potential and the time you have. Right.
Right.
So some of the benefits, obviously, of playing up, better competition in general. The other benefit, the game will slow down for you when you return to that lower level, if you ever do, you know, return to that lower level. You play more with savvy athletes. And this is so funny because, you know, Butch May, which is Misty May Trainer's dad, I used to play him all the time when I was in Huntington Beach. And he had to have been 65 or something. And he would just school
young guy,
me.
Young guy.
Yeah,
David.
Young guy.
He's 65. Right?
But I was probably 18 and thought I was really good because, right, I could hit the ball hard one direction one time a game. And, you know, he would just pokey and then over on one. Just, he was just so savvy. He would just sit right in the pocket right where I was going to hit,
right,
dig my best swing. I guess what I'm saying is years of experience do make a difference in the game of volleyball. Like, experience is really, really key. So you can learn some of these tricks, right, that the older players know that the younger players don't, yep, if you play up. Now, the downside of playing up can be developing rapport with some older athletes, especially depending on the age. But, you know, that sort of age of maturity, going into high school especially, they get exposed to a bunch of different stuff than an eighth grader would.
Yep.
So sometimes getting that rapport can be a little bit difficult. And the level of play may take some time to adjust to if you're just moving up. And that may not feel good when you're adjusting to it. But
I think that's the thing. If you're going to be on the bench, then maybe it's
not a good idea to play.
It might not be a good idea, right?
Right.
And
absolutely.
It might be. And, you know, I think it's, you know, we get into the same thing. It's a little bit different, but with the, you know, JV frost off or JV varsity. And our thing is, hey, there's value on both sides of it. Right.
Right.
And there's value on being the most experienced, most talented player on your team.
Yep.
Because there's some leadership that goes with that. And I think that it's important for kids to experience kind of both sides of it. Mm-hmm. It's important for them to be a sub.
Right.
And
right,
maybe
right,
not be the best player on the team. But it's important for them to be the best player on the team, yeah, where you have to lead and then you have to say, oh, wait a minute, I got to go play with better players. Well, no.
Right.
There's right, advantages leadership-wise.
Absolutely.
To develop you as a person to be the most experienced and most talented player, because with that comes this responsibility.
Absolutely. And I got a great story about that. So this girl was saying, I think I was coaching like the 15 threes that year. And this girl goes, I think I'm too good for a threes team, you know, basically. And Mary Jo said, I was the best player on every team I was ever on in my life. And I turned out pretty good, which I thought was great, right? It's not the team you're on.
Yeah,
right? It's not the team you're on. It's your attitude and what you do with your experience, right? So we know that it's not the team, but it can be
that's
a factor.
Pretty classic story.
Yeah,
I love that one.
Right?
I haven't heard that one.
Yes.
So a lot of your stories.
I know.
That's a new one.
I got a bunch of little stories.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
So let's get into the playing down. Okay. There are benefits to playing down, right? If you cannot make a team where you will get a lot out of it, you know, meaning either the players aren't to your level or they can't support you. Like if you're a middle and you can't get set, stuff like that, then maybe you consider it, right? Explore the possibility of playing down, and there could be an advantage there. Like you mentioned, confidence and growth, right? You could grow in a lower stress environment. Like if you go into a high stress environment, a lot of times taking risks as a leader can be a little bit daunting.
Yeah.
Right. So you can grow it as a leader. And one example of that, like, I don't know if you remember Charlie Ekstrom.
I did.
Yeah. Charlie is a fantastic player. And she, you know, was an All-American at Stanford. And she always played down in club. and she ended up being really, really good, you know, super motivated. So it can work either side. The other thing is you may have a coach that you have strong rapport with. And so if you have a coach that you have strong rapport with, that you really believe in, it may be a good idea to connect with them, and it might help you, you know, further your confidence. Right. And then, finally, if you don't plan on continuing in volleyball, you might want to play at a level where you can just have more fun and be better compared to the competition. Right. So if you're only planning on playing a year or two, and they're asking you to play up or play down, you know, you might just want to stick with your friends, whatever team they're on.
Yeah.
Right. So the one thing I wanted to mention, though, is the downside is what I call the bounce back year. When you bounce back up to your year, that can be difficult. Yep. Right. So you got to have a plan for that in place. And you just need to be
aware. So you could be on, let's say, a higher level team with the youngers. Right. And then when you bounce back to your age, you drop down. All of a sudden, you're like, wait a minute. I've never, ever been on a threes team. What is this?
Yep.
And so that label of that number of teams can be tough on a kid.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then if you're getting older, sometimes recruiters don't really look in your team year, right? Like if you're a junior, they're not going to be looking as much at the seniors, right? So that matters. And finally, you know, you want to go where you feel good about it, where your feeling of accomplishment is not hollow. You want to go wherever that may be. And I just wanted to say there's no right answer.
Challenge point.
Exactly. I love that. Yes. And there's no right answer there, but I just wanted to put some things out there. In general, I would say try to play tough volleyball, but that's not always the right answer for you. You got to find what's right for you.
Good stuff. I like it. Good scenario. Right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it too. We're on the videos.
I got some videos. All right. So we have three today. The first one is a guy, Steve Cavella. You know Steve Cavella?
He's from Huntington Beach. Yeah.
He's a HP guy. Marina. So he was a UCI guy.
He's a setter.
And he's at Menlo High, and he has a doubles ladder warm-up.
Okay.
So he talks about that. So getting into a little of that long court doubles. And then the second one is one that I did with split court doubles. And then the last one is a cool one that Seely did. And Seely did two drills, a 4-on-4 short court.
Oh, cool.
Where he plays the 10-foot line with a setter and three hitters. And you can only block one-on-one blocking.
Okay. Okay.
But it's all tip and wipe and all that stuff. And so that's kind of cool. And then doubles deep court he has on that one too, so it's a bunch of play stuff in all of the videos there that get into that you know, kind of the eco d stuff. Hey, we're gonna play volleyball,
right? Yep, absolutely.
More volleyball, the better you get.
Absolutely.
All right, what do you got for resource?
I'm on the resource, and I got something really cool for the resource. It's called Power Core 360. Yes. And we've talked about the idea on here that you want to get hip shoulder separation.
Yep.
This helps with the feel of that. And it's sort
puts you in a bunch of harnesses, huh?
Exactly. Put you in harnesses.
Harness
they put
up.
Elastic on you, and they make your trunk move a opposite direction from your hips.
Okay.
And open you up and get that feeling. And they're adding, you know, 16 miles an hour to their swings.
Wow. Like, yeah. Okay.
So there's some good stuff, and they have clinics on it.
Mine would get up to like 25. That's good.
Nine plus 16. Yeah. That's right. No, it's a pretty cool thing. So check it out. We'll put the link on there, and everyone check it out. And then don't forget, everyone, this Saturday.
This is big.
The AOC virtual clinics, boosting skills and strategy clinic. This Saturday, April 13th, you got Terry Liskevich, Kirsten Bernthal Booth, Christy Johnson. Your questions will be answered. If you're online, you just type in questions. They'll talk to you right back. It'll be on-court training with some of the top coaches in the country, and it'll also be available on demand. So great opportunity. Please check it out. And don't forget, you get 20% off if you use the code VOLLEYPOD, VOLLEYPOD, and check us out on Instagram at aoc.thevolleypod. And on Twitter at The Volley Pod. Great episode. Thanks so much.
Well done, my friend.
Appreciate you. See you next time.
See ya.